how's the experience been for you so far?
It's been great, honestly. Meeting all these guys, meeting these coaches, being able to really be on the stage, it's definitely something that I've dreamed of, and it's definitely a blessing.
You've been described as a player who your versatility's been built a lot. Is there a role that you see yourself feeling best in a defense? Was it a single high spot? Is it playing in the box? Is it a cover two shell? Where do you see yourself best thriving? And then do you think you can project any of those spots?
I see myself, like you said, I'm versatile, so I see myself thriving in all those spots, whether it be in the post, the boundary, playing in the box, covering slots, even covering receivers. I feel like anywhere I could play, but personally, probably in the post as a free safety.
Where did teams give you an idea whether they might be interested in you at moving to outside corner?
Yeah, a couple teams have talked about it, but I mean it's all hearsay until hopefully I get drafted. I honestly can't say off the top of my head right now.
And at UConn, did you do a lot of moving around? Was there a lot of versatility involved, or what was your primary spot, I guess?
Definitely. My first 3 years, I played a lot of field safety, where I was covering slots, and then just this previous last year, I played a lot of boundary. I was in the box a lot, and I've been on the post this season as well.
What are you more comfortable at?
I honestly feel comfortable doing both, so I really don't have a preference.
You've done some press coverage before, right? You've
yeah.
Safety,
yeah.
Some of that.
Yes.
How much would you say you've been in that spot? I know you did it in Mobile, but I mean, like
my first 3 years at playing safety, I was in press coverage, covering the slot. Personally, occasionally, mostly in cover three. I mean, on third down.
How much has Byron Jones been influential to you?
Man, that's my guy right there. I still look up to him now. We still keep him touched. He's definitely someone that I've watched, that I've studied. He's like my big brother.
Do you think your games are at all similar?
I think we're both athletic, but I think our games are very different.
And in what way?
I think there in a lot of ways. I think coverage-wise, maybe, but we're both very versatile.
Have you had the Steelers talk to you at all?
A little bit.
They meet? Not a formal meeting or anything like that yet?
No.
In meeting with the teams and getting to know the coaches, what do you hope they leave the room knowing about you?
Just that I'm a hard worker. I'm a dependable guy. I'm a guy that can fit a lot of roles, and I'm a guy that they can count on. And like I said, I'm very versatile, and I want them leaving the room to know that choosing me would be one of the best decisions they've ever made.
Any formal with the Bills?
No, I don't believe so. I don't remember.
Have teams said to you, we are viewing you as a corner, as like a longer corner?
I've had a couple teams. I don't really know off the top of my head, but I've talked to a couple.
And they would look to you strictly as a corner first and then try you at safety maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was the knock on you seemed to be coming into this past season that you seemed to commit a lot of penalties? You seemed to clean that up this past
yeah,
year?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely something I worked on. Really getting back to the basics, being more fundamentally sound, and just really using my athleticism and trusting my technique.
Was it just a case of being over-aggressive or something, or how would you say that it was causing you problems before?
Definitely over-aggressive and just being new to the position at safety is definitely, but as time has gone on and as practice has gone on, I've gotten more comfortable playing the position, so it's definitely been easier.
Did you go to UConn as a safety, or did they not know like where to put you?
I actually got recruited as an athlete by Don Brown. He coaches at Michigan right now, and he stuck me at safety. He thought that was the best fit, and I've loved playing it. I enjoy it, and it's a position that I definitely want to play in the NFL.
If you had to tell a scout or a team one or two tapes, game tapes, that you thought you best displayed your skill, what would you say they were?
Tulane and Temple.
Okay, and what was it about those games? I know you made plays in the Temple game for sure. But
Tulane, that was just really my last game, going out with the bang and really setting the bar high with 24 tackles, which I tied the UConn record. So that was definitely a memorable game for me. And then Temple, really, because I had two crucial interceptions in the red zone.
You ever have 24 tackles in a game before that? Or
No, that was just... I was just feeling it that day.
Not even high school or anything?
No, never.
A Obi, how much interaction have you had with the Patriots?
Excuse me?
How much interaction have you had with the Patriots through this process?
A little bit. I've talked to a couple guys.
Here at the Combine or previously at Senior Bowl?
I think both. Both.
A formal interview?
No.
What do you think it takes for a guy at your position to be able to come in and not just play right away, but maybe even start right away in the NFL? What would you have to do to make that quick transition?
Definitely the playbook. Being a safety, you have to be a smart player. You have to really the quarterback of the defense back there. So you got to be able to get people in line, get people adjusted. So definitely knowing the playbook.
And as a young guy, like you said, you have a role back there, getting people adjusted, that kind of thing. You think that'll be hard in the NFL as a young guy to be take a role like that, or would you be very comfortable with that?
I think I'd be comfortable. I've done it the last really 5 years, even though I only started four. But I've done it the last really 5 years, really. Learning the playbook, getting associated with the playbook, seeing the guys that have come before me. So I think I'd be comfortable doing it.
Did you ever look at any safeties who played under Coach Diaco at Notre Dame, like a Harrison Smith, how they played?
Yes. I've definitely watched Harrison.
What sort of things did you pick up from watching his film?
His instinct, his physicality, and honestly his versatility as well, because he played cover two as well, and he played in the box.
Did Coach Diaco, you know, maybe relay any of the lessons he taught Harrison to you, or you know, sort of made that connection between you two guys?
A little bit. One of the messages that he's relayed to me is he knows that I'm a great player and I should just continue to do what I'm doing, and that it could take me very, really far.
You guys primarily cover two, cover three over the course of your career? Or?
I really play quarters a lot. Okay. Yeah, cover one, and yeah, cover three.
Have you watched the Seahawks much? Have you kind of kept an eye on them at all the past couple of years? They seem to like guys who have your dimensions and your skill sets.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of teams, and those are one of the teams I've definitely watched.
And what do you like about guys like, you know, Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas and those kind of longer, you know, tougher safeties?
They're both great players. Earl's a guy that just really flies around, and Cam's a guy that's really physical. I've definitely watched both of them.
Thanks, Obi.
When teams talk to you about your versatility and your ability to play different positions, is there an element of overwhelmingness to that as well, knowing that you're going to come in and have to learn a complex playbook and maybe they want to put you all over the place?
No, I see it as first a blessing, because a lot of times you don't really get players that are versatile. And then second, I see it as a challenge. I like challenges. I like facing challenges. So and I can learn. I can learn a lot of different things. I love just taking the knowledge. So I see it. I definitely see it as just a blessing.
If a team wanted to try you at corner, what would be the most difficult part of that, do you think?
I honestly couldn't tell you at this point. I couldn't tell you.
What's the role at the safety spot that excites you most? Like, do you like playing single high? You like playing too high down in the box in the slot?
I think the role that excites me the most, I wouldn't count it as a role, but you can always be around the ball. No matter where it is, you can be around the ball, and I think that's something that's very exciting, because you can really always make a play.
Obi, how long, as far as the height is concerned, have you always kind of been the bigger, taller kid, or did that kind of come on later?
Yeah, I've always been one of the taller players on my team, whether it be basketball, football. Any sport I've played, I've really been one of the taller guys.
As it relates to football, how do you think that has helped you?
Tremendously. Being able to have range, being able to really break down and cover longer receivers, tight ends, it's definitely been something that's been beneficial.
Seeing how the league has kind of adapted recently, you can see that as something that's kind of a strength for you now.
Definitely is a strength. You got guys like Rob Gronkowski. You have taller guys like Richard Rodgers. There's definitely been a transformation in tight ends in the league and taller receivers, and I think that I'm someone that can definitely help a lot of teams, and they can use me as an asset.
Final few questions.
Have you met at all with the Packers this week?
Not that I remember.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.